Violence has erupted outside the headquarters of Victoria's construction union. There's been wild and ugly scenes as a mob of angry anti-vaccination protesters in high vis faced off with CFMEU boss John Setka, forcing him to retreat inside. It came as the Victorian Premier insisted there was no turning back, urging Victorians to get vaccinated in order to curb the number of new infections and enable the state to open up. As Emily Burke explains, it was another day of record new case numbers for the state, with three regional areas going into lockdown.
The thresholds and timelines for eased restrictions outlined by the Victorian government aren't enough for some and too much and too fast for others. The Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, says the blueprint to transition from lockdown to relative freedom will be refined over time.
People can find fault with the national plan, they can find fault with the roadmap, all of that. They're blessed with not having to deliver all of these balancing acts, and I'm happy for them. I know they're passionate on behalf of the people that they speak for. Absolutely, I'm not criticising them for having a different view. I think we've struck a difficult balance.
The Burnet Institute says its COVID modelling is subject to change as Victoria works towards its 70 and 80% double vaccination targets. While the predictions are grim, soaring case numbers over the coming months with thousands of hospitalisations by the end of the year and more than 2,000 deaths in January, the Premier says there's no alternative.
We're not turning back. We've got to go through this difficult gateway. It is a plan to open up. It is a document that gives people the certainty of those dates, as certain as you can be in a 1-in-100-year event. It is a hopeful document. There is risk. There will be people die. There will be many people in hospital. But we have got to normalise this. We have got to pass beyond this.
But as Melbourne prepares for another 5 weeks of lockdown, the hope isn't felt by everyone. Hundreds of angry protesters rallied for hours outside the headquarters of the construction union in central Melbourne today to protest against mandatory vaccinations for construction workers. The state government is requiring all construction workers to have at least one COVID-19 jab by the middle of this week. It comes amid concern about COVID transmission across building sites. This morning, union boss John Setka tried to speak to the crowd before having to take cover inside. He spoke to 3AW later.
I'm not scared to front up. As far as I'm concerned, we haven't done anything wrong. I think it's been hijacked by a few of these extreme organisations. There is some of our members out there, and they've met. I had to talk to a few of them, and they've expressed their feelings to me. We have never once said that we support mandatory vaccinations. We believe it's a choice for people to make.
The Premier has put protesters on notice.
Protests don't work against this virus. Protests are not smart. They're not safe. This industry's open at 25%. We want to get it to 50 and 75%. Being vaccinated is an incredibly important part of that. There'd be a whole bunch of people who are at home because their industry's shut, and they'd be scratching their heads about why anyone would be protesting about being open. It's got to be done safe, though. Otherwise, the industry would have to operate under different settings. And no doubt I would get advice that it had to be closed. I wouldn't want to do that.
There were 567 new cases recorded overnight, and a woman from the northern suburbs aged in her 70s died. Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Mitchell Shire are also now in lockdown. The Burnet's Deputy Director, Professor Margaret Hellard, says while the modelling is pessimistic, it remains flexible.
But the things that people can do as individuals, really do their best to follow the restrictions. And if you have the choice, and we all have skated on the edge, I'm sure, of the restrictions at times, but if you are to meet people, meet outside, please avoid going to people's homes. If you have symptoms, it's super important that people get a test. And even if you've had the vaccine, get a test. But most importantly, get vaccinated. Because the more people that are vaccinated, the more protection we get.
That's Burnet's Deputy Director, Professor Margaret Hellard. Emily Burke reporting, and Emily joins me now. Emily, what's been the outcome of this protest?
Well, after 8 hours, it was less of a protest and more of a riot with significant damage to the front facade of the CFMEU head office. Things really deteriorated later this afternoon with huge crowds advancing on the building, smashing windows, doors, throwing bottles and pelting the building with other projectiles and chanting, "You sold out." At about 5 p.m. this afternoon, Victoria Riot Police stepped in and dispersed the mob, reportedly using rubber bullets. There's still a very very heavy police presence there now. But as a consequence of today's shocking violence, 9 newspapers are reporting, and the ABC understands that a 2-week shutdown of the construction industry is likely, with the Andrews government set to make an announcement later tonight. The ACTU's Sally McManus has condemned the violent attacks and vowed that unions will not be intimidated by violence or threats from extremists who refuse to put the good of the community first.
Emily Burke, thank you.